We are 14 lines up from the bottom on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We're continuing the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which is if an idol breaks on its own, is it batal or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it's not batal. Rish Lakish says it is, and we're discussing Rabbi Yochanan asking questions on Rish Lakish. So 14 lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan continues his questioning. Eisvei Rabbi Yossi Omer Sochik Vizora Leruach. If you have avodah zara, what you can do is you can grind it and throw it out, you know, winnow it into the wind, or just throw it into the ocean. Amru lo, but the chachamim said back to Rabbi Yossi, afhi nasa zevil. But according to that, you can even you would be able to even make it manure. However, uksiv lo yidbak biyad chamu umam min acherim. However, it says nothing. Can cling to you from this cheirim. So if it's something which has some sort of special status, that avodah zarah can't cling to you at all, even if it's ground up. So the Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Amai, why not? Let it be batal. Tihave ka avodus kachavim shenishtara mea eleha. We know that when an idol breaks on its own, according to you, you say that it's batal. Well then, what difference does it make if the Yisrael grinds up the avodah zarah and throws it out into the wind, or uses it as manure? Why should it make any difference? To be the same thing. So Reish Lakish answers the same way as he's done the previous three times. Hachanami kederava. It's like Rava explained before, that we don't want a Jew to potentially acquire the avodah zarah first, because once a Jew acquires avodah zarah first, he can never be mevatel it. Therefore, in order to avoid that, we just say whenever Yisrael is connected to the avodah zarah, it's not going to be batel. Eisve, so Rabbi Yochanan doesn't give up. He asks another question. Rabbi Yossi ben Yisian Omer Matzat Suras Darkon Verosha Chatuch Savik Ovid Kachavim Chatcho Savik Yisrael Chatcho Mutter. If you find an image of a dragon and its head is cut off, and dragons, Rashi says, were items which were generally used as avodah zarah. The head is chopped off, but you're not sure who chopped it off. Was it an Ovid Kachavim or a Yisrael who chopped it off? If we're not sure if it's a Safek, then Mutter, you can get benefit from it. We assume it's Batal. Vada Yisrael Chatcho, but if you know for a fact that the Jew did it, Usur, then it still retains its status. Or it says, Amai, Tehavei Kehoveres Kachavim Shenishtarba Me'eleha. But I don't understand. If it breaks on its own, it's Batal, according to Reish Lakish. So if a Jew breaks it, what difference should it make? Reish Lakish answers like he did before. Hachanami kidirava. We have Rava's answer, which is again, once a Yisrael, there's concern that a Yisrael will kona it and then be mevatel it afterwards. As a result, in order to prevent a Jew from ever acquiring a avodah zarah, we're always going to say it's never batel when a Jew does it. Eisve. Finally, we have and one more question that Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, but this time he cannot fall back on the classic answer of kidirava. As we'll see in a moment. Eisvei, Rabbi Yossi Omer Aflo Yerakos Bimosa Geshamim Bibnei Shehanaviyah Nosheras Alehen. That you cannot plant vegetables under an Asherah tree during the winter time, during the fall time, I'm sorry, because the leaves are falling and the leaves are connected to the Asherah tree, and the leaves are then Avodah Zarah, and you're getting benefit from the leaves are covering over onto the produce. They're giving protection. Gemara says, what do you mean? The leaves are falling off. Am I? Why should it be aser? Why shouldn't it be batal? To have a kaveres kachavim shenishtara me'aleh. Just like when an avodah zarah breaks on its own, it's batal. So when the leaves fall off of the tree, the leaves should be batal too. So here you can't answer kidirava because a Jew is not taking hold of the leaves. So the Gemara has to answer shiny hasam, or Reish Lakish answers shiny hasam to ikar avodas kachavim kayemes. Here it's still different because the avodas kachavim itself still remains fully intact. In other words, the foliage, the leaves are falling off, but the tree is still intact. The other case is where the avodah zarah itself breaks, so the avodah zarah idol is no longer intact. So therefore, we can be lenient and say it's mutter. But in this case, where there's reason to be more machmir because the tree is fully intact. But then Rabbi Yochanan says, well, hold on a second. Vashipuyan de ikra avodas kachavim kayemes. But if you remember the case we discussed yesterday, where you have the shipuyan of the avodas kachavim, if you were shearing off the shavings of the avodah zarah, we say let's start Kaf. You did it for the sake of the idol. He asura v'shipuyim mutarim. He said the idol is still prohibited, but the shipuy and the shearings are permissible. They're batal. Well, if the shearings are batal, then why wouldn't the foliage be batal? Isn't it the same thing? The Gemara answers, Rav Huna braid Rav Yishua Amar lefisha ein avodas kochavim batla derech kedei lasa. Said there's a difference between the leaves falling off the tree and a person shearing off the, you know, shaving off some of the idol. The leaves falling off the tree is natural. That's normal. And it's, in some ways, Rashi says, that's a better, it's beneficial to the tree because it creates new foliage and it helps it grow. It keeps it healthy. But shaving off the, you know, the shearings off of the Avodah Zarah is not beneficial. Therefore, it'll be batal. But by the leaves, the foliage, it will be usher. But again, it will remain usher. But again, we're not able, Rabbi Yochanan was unable to prove that if an idol breaks on its own, it would continue to be usher behana. Reish Lakish was able to defend himself and say, no, you could argue still it's mutter behana. So we don't have an answer to that question. We're still stuck. And we'll hopefully get an answer soon.